Zoomer Radio brilliant musician, guitarist Dominic Troiano, part of the famous Toronto Sound back in the day, and we all need love. Daryl Hall, John Oates started the hour, and this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. A Mississauga woman is all smiles these days after brushing past the competition to land a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. Kelly Hardy has been working on a very unusual collection since she was a little girl, and Kelly joins me now. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Sam.
So great to have you here, and congrats on your place in the Guinness Book of World Records. What record did you break?
I broke the record for largest toothbrush collection. The previous record was 1,320, and my record is 1,618 toothbrushes.
Well, that is impressive, I think. So why toothbrushes?
I don't really know why it's toothbrushes, but when I was in grade 3, I had got a toothbrush from the dentist, from Santa in my stocking. The hygienist used to come to your school and give you one. So I'd accumulated this little collection, but I didn't know I was collecting at the time, of about 7. And then one day I discovered my family had used all those toothbrushes up. And I was so mad about it. And then you fast forward to when I was about 12 years old, and I was in a Heinzels, for those who remember Heinzels. I grew up in Oshawa. And I saw this toothbrush that had floss in the handle, and I thought it was so interesting. I didn't buy it the first time I saw it, but I kept walking by, and I was like, I just think that's such a really neat thing. And then I was thinking back to when I used to have those toothbrushes, and I kind of connected the two. It's like, oh, I collect toothbrushes. This is what I do. So I bought it, and then I have just bought ever since.
Okay, so are they in the packages, or are they loose? So what makes them so valuable to Guinness, aside from the number?
So for Guinness, they're just looking to see that they are unique and distinct, so that there's no duplicates. Mm-hmm. Nearly all of them are in packaging. Some of them I don't think were ever in packaging, but if it came in a package, I keep it in there, and I never, ever let anybody take a toothbrush from that collection to use.
Okay, so, you know, you just said something. They have to be, there can only be one of each, right? So there are no duplicates in your collection of more than 1,600 toothbrushes?
I do have some duplicates, but they were not in the count. There was probably, I thought I was good at remembering the ones that I had when I was buying any, but part of the process was you had to make an inventory. So as we were making that inventory, you discover, actually I already have this one.
Yeah.
So I probably put aside about 100.
Okay, so what's the coolest one? What's the one you love the most, and what's the weirdest one?
I think the one that I love the most at the moment is this one that's shaped like a gun that I recently got off eBay. So it's from around the 1950s. It comes
that's
with
cool.
a little holster. Weird ones. I have one that's, I can't remember what the material is, but it's not bristles. It's some plant, but it's like on a toothbrush handle that you can use to brush your teeth. I have one where the head is turned sideways, so it's not like a traditional toothbrush. It's
more you
would use it perpendicular to your teeth.
There's
so many.
Yeah, I'm talking to Kelly Hardy. She holds the new Guinness record for most toothbrushes, a collection of the most toothbrushes. So, okay, we are right now getting rid of stuff in our home because we are clutter bugs, and we collect things just over the years it happens. And so I'm actually uncomfortable with all of the toothbrushes that you've got now lying around your house. Where do you keep these?
I used to, back when it was a bit smaller, I used to display them. I used to have them out on shelves.
Yeah.
But then they get really dusty. And so you're like, oh, they're kind of like all the rubbing and dusting is not helping them. So now they're just very boringly in plastic storage totes in our basement.
That's
but
okay.
they're keeping them cleaner and I think preserving them better.
Okay, so two more quick questions. Number one, what did you get from Guinness for your efforts?
So you get a certificate that states what your achievement is and the day you accomplished it.
Any money or no, nothing?
No, you do not get any money through this process.
Okay, so it's kind of interesting. You would get a plaque for a toothbrush, which of course gets rid of plaque, so that's strange.
Yes.
And then one last thing, what kind of toothbrush do you use in real life?
I actually just use the one that I get when I go to my dentist for my appointments, and it's a Colgate Slim Soft.
Okay, there you go.
I don't even buy myself a new toothbrush.
There you go. And are you still collecting? You're not still collecting. You've set the record, so you can now calm down with the collecting, right?
I'm still collecting. I think last weekend I still found six that I needed to buy when I was out in the store. Whenever I see a new one I don't have, I still have to get it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for sharing your addiction. Mississauga's Kelly Hardy, Guinness record holder for the largest toothbrush collection in the whole world. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Sam.